Good morning. This morning I will read from the Good News Bible, Psalm 23, The Lord Our Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the fields of green grass, and he leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths, as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will give me home as long as I live. Our second reading is John 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep. When the hired man, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. So the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired man runs away because he is only a hired man and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. As the Father knows me and I know the Father, in the same way I know my sheep. And they know me, and I am willing to die for them. There are other sheep which belong to me that are not in this sheep pen. I must bring them too. They will listen to my voice, and they will come, one flock with one shepherd. The shepherd loves me because I am willing to give up my life in order that I may receive it back again. No one takes my life away from me. I give it up my own free will. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it back. This is what my Father has commanded me to do.
And may the words that I speak and the thoughts that we form be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Home. There's lots of sayings about home. Home is where the heart is. Home is where you hang your hat. Home is where the story begins. For me, home is the smell of baking cookies or the aroma of bubbling spaghetti sauce. There's just something about those familiar comfort foods that taste best at home. It's nice to eat out, but home, there's always a place at the table. The past few weeks, our worship themes have centered around home. On Easter Sunday, we considered how for Mary Magdalene, home wasn't a place, but was found in the heart of Jesus. Last Sunday, we reflected on the disciples' first encounter with the risen Christ and how it was like a family reunion. And today, with the 23rd Psalm, we celebrate God's provision for us, like a caring parent, always saving us a place at the table. Now, as Methodists, we know something about good food, right? As the joke goes, a teacher asked his students to bring in an object that represented their spiritual beliefs for show and tell. On the day of the presentation, the first boy stood and said, "I'm Catholic, and this is my crucifix." The second boy stood and said, "I'm a Baptist, and this is my Bible." The third boy stood and said, "I'm a Methodist. This is my casserole." Methodists know that there is really nothing better than sharing food, good food, together. And our practice of potluck dinners and fellowship lunches and coffee hour snacks is biblically grounded. Sharing food is a metaphor often used in the Bible. Psalms of celebration speak of feasts to convey God's goodness and power. As Christians, we are people of the table. There's a table at the very center of our worship space. We are a community that blesses, breaks, and shares bread together. The 23rd Psalm is just one example of how table sharing is used to convey blessings. The words of this psalm are so familiar that we often hear their comfort without really listening to what they say. The psalmist, who is believed to be King David, writes, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Abundance is what he's really talking about. We can only imagine that the table prepared by God would be covered in all the finest food and drink. The Message version of this same passage reads, "You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies." The God of the universe sets the table, prepares the food, and provides a feast. But the psalmist, David, didn't have a romantic or unrealistic view of the world. The enemies that he spoke of were not metaphorical. He knew from experience that there were enemies, real enemies out there. Goliath was one, Saul was another. David encountered enemies his whole life long, including at the end of his life, his own son. And David knew that when the enemies on the outside don't get you, the enemies on the inside can. As one preacher put it, "Before us, a table is set. Behind us, just outside in pursuit, are regret, fear, guilt, illness, anger, anxiety, and death." But even as we are stalked by these external and internal demons, God pursues us even more. God invites us home to bind our wounds. Remember the last verse of the psalm? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Hebrew word we have translated "follow" is more accurately translated "pursue." God doesn't just trail along after us, but actively seeks us out. God wants to be with us, provide for us, fill our cup to overflowing, prepare a table full of blessings for us. The Message renders that verse, "Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life." I've often wondered why this psalm touches us so deeply. It's so well known, even by non-churchgoers, that it's sometimes called the most popular secular psalm. Almost everybody in our culture is familiar with it, and almost every funeral I've officiated has included it. As Jeff McElroy suggests in his lectionary reflections, it's a reminder that it is ultimately God who provides, nourishes, and comforts us in our times of trouble, and that this provision goes beyond just the immediate, but pursues us all the days of our life. Maybe this psalm touches us so deeply because we can sense that David really meant it from the depths of his soul. As a young boy, David was a shepherd, so he knew the commitment that it took to care for the sheep. "The Lord is my shepherd." And later, when David was anointed as king, he knew what it was to have the oil poured over his head and change his life. "Thou anointest my head with oil." And even as King David was a shepherd of sorts, as he watched over the people of Israel, he risked his own life. He knew what it was to go to war. He faced enemies on the battlefield and even in his own home. And he also knew what it was to succumb to the temptations of sin, to fail himself and his God. Yet even after all of that, he knew what it was to be forgiven. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If the words of the 23rd Psalm are anything, they are authentic. In them, we recognize the human story, our story. We can feel the depths of the valley of the shadow of death, yet we can see the cup overflowing, the oil pouring out, the table set before us. Even as our enemies surround us, even as temptation beckons to us, God provides for us and welcomes us home. A table is set just for us, prepared for us, by a God who loves us and seeks us and pursues us, even when we stray. The words of the 23rd Psalm are words of life. So if you feel moved to at this time, I invite you to say this psalm with me in what we may remember most familiar from our childhood days, the King James Version. I don't know about you, but in Sunday school, I had to memorize this and stand in front of my congregation at church and say it with my fellow Sunday school youth. So I invite us to say it together now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.